As the international incident created by the diplomats sans frontières threatens to embarrass the already compromised British government, somewhere inside the Foreign Office, senior intelligence officer Sir Humphrey Greensnake and agent Roger Broadside are meeting to discuss the latest events.
George was a sodding liability. He was bloody lucky to have gotten the service at all. Some of us had been making noises about it for years, but somehow he always managed to get a posting despite the litany of fuck-ups. I took the twatting flak for him over the disgusting episode concerning his Indonesian dealings with that thoroughly disreputable Yank governor. What was his name, Broadside?
Martin, Chief. Paul Martin. He's actually the Canadian PM. It appears that he became embroiled royally after going on a 3-day bender with disgraced snooker star Kirk Stevens.
Right, Broadstairs. The briefcase. What do you know?
That's trouble, sir. George stole some Factor 9 from the Chemical Weps chaps. It was only just out of field trials. Seems to be sending anyone who comes near it completely barking.
Who have we damaged?
You're not going to like it, sir.
Don't fluff me about, Broadstairs. Give it to me both barrels.
Well, we've got Quentin on the loose. He's in Martinique. His last call-in was very disturbing. Revving his balls off about Tom Cruise and kangaroos. It's clear that he has been Factor 9'd, and I think we need to get him out ASAP. Then, we have to make sure that this Martin duffer gets his memory wiped. Shame we can't snuff him, but number 10 is saying that we mustn't.
Pity. Something of the night about that cove.
Next on the list was our friend Perez. Sources say that he has been most affected by the Factor 9. I take it I can consider him expendable, sir?
You can send the tin pot general to Hades in a handcart, for all I care. By the way, you ought to know that the Big Chief has given us the green light to use Prunella on this one. I want Quentin and the Canadian chap out. Other factors can be subdued as you feel appropriate.
And go faster, sir?
Yes, madam, go faster. Did I ever tell you about that night in Port Stanley? Slot the bint.
Good afternoon, International Removals. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I'd like to extract a thorn from my left buttock.
Oh, hello, Broadside. Why am I not surprised to hear from you? I assume this is about George's little accident with the briefcase?
Ah, Prunella, as ever, you're delightfully intuitive. How's business?
Never you mind. Let's say you buffoons keep me more than occupied. What's the story?
Well, we need a first-class assassin to go and clear the mess up and get our man out, along with the Canadian PM. Is that nutter from Belgium available? I loved his work. So creative to be using a garrote in these times. A real craftsman.
Chiswire, Pierre? No, he's retired to spend more time with his family. There's not many about at the moment, being the skiing season, but I do have a very effective agent who might want to pick this up.
Ah, Prue, I knew you wouldn't let Her Majesty's government down. Who's the Reaper this time?
She operates out of Taipei. We'll call her Lotus for this job. This one is going to cost you, Broadside.
Granted. Get us out of this one and you'll be sipping martinis by a pool for the rest of your days. I'll send the brief over to Taipei. You do the rest.
Ah, more work. Excellent. Project. Barry George. I see. Martinique. A British agent. Some guy called Paul Martin. I'm going to enjoy this one a whole lot. I love it when a plan comes together.
Good morning, International Removals. How can I help you?
Hello, I'd like my fried noodle removed from my stinky tofu.
Ah, Lotus. Have your blossom leaves fallen?
Yes, crouching tigers rescued, hidden dragon eliminated.
And the briefcase?
Secured. I'm on my way to London with the pair of pandas as we speak.
Excellent work, Lotus. Your green bamboo awaits you on arrival.
Episode 7 of The Bouncing Story was written, produced, and performed by Siobhan Ashburn, Wei Chuan Chow, Jason Jones, and Alistair Pugh. It featured the voice of Hugh Chignall.